Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we're talking about this game on Sunday, and we are kind of pivoting to this game now. But, and so if you want to do the vibe check, 216-474-0092, because there's a whole nother perspective about this game that I don't think 1 week should change all that much. 2 weeks, Monday, we might have to have a different conversation. But I think it's interesting. We've spent all week trying to fix this situation with the Cleveland Browns. And until something changes or new information arises, you're not cutting Deshaun Watson anytime soon. You're not getting out of that contract. Even if you are able to void that contract, it doesn't mean you're likely to get out of the cap hit, at which point you're only getting rid of 30% of the problem. The bigger problem is the contract instead of Deshaun's play. I can deal with crappy quarterback play. It's the never-ending dead cap from hell that I think is a little bit more concerning on top of really bad quarterback play. But the Browns structured this whole thing on, we got to give every advantage to getting the best out of Deshaun, to put him in the best position. And the only potential downside is if he can't take advantage of it. And I trust that locker room's ability to win games. I do. And when I say win games, I'm saying not win 3 games. But I scoffed, like 9 days ago, I scoffed when somebody said, I think their floor is a 6-win team. And a lot of that is, I didn't see another lawsuit coming. So that does. Like, I think you saw in 2022, yes, they had talent deficiencies, and Andrew Berry had not drafted well into that point to replenish the guys that they had lost over the previous 2 off-seasons through natural attrition as guys hit free agency or as the older guys, you know, Olivier Vernon getting hurt, his career being over. And so, yes, talent was a huge problem for them in 2022. So was the never-ending saga that started in, I believe it was February or May, when you traded for Deshaun Watson, and every single waking moment of every single Browns player's life especially when there was a camera in their face, was about Deshaun Watson and not about football. So this is a tremendous test of that leadership group. This is a tremendous test of Kevin Stefanski and those 52 other dudes in that locker room. But if Deshaun wants to ensure those 52 dudes really do trust his aura and know his character and are in the same boat as them, boss man, play good on Sunday. Stop making excuses. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And listen, I'm gleaming this from what I think a guy would have to feel after 2.5 years. I don't know what Deshaun feels. It's kind of part of the problem. I thought he gave his most humane press conference on Wednesday, and the guy went viral because instead of focusing on vibes, people focused on what he actually said, and it didn't fall up to standards. He left room open for criticism, and that's the catch-22. For people to know you, you have to be vulnerable. To be vulnerable means you will make mistakes and you don't say everything perfectly. But I don't know good football in 1 week is enough to change the conversation. But it is enough to give pause on all the negative and get things back to football. The only way for people who, oh, I want it to be about ball, which, by the way, just real quick, is an incredibly callous way to think. I know that sports is supposed to be all of our little escape there, but sports are played by humans, and humans make errors, as do big corporations whose only interest is making more and more money, and they do play on our beloved teams and our love of our own team. So the point is, though, yeah, it'd be great to talk all about ball, but if the ball is awful, and the ball was awful on Sunday, then that's going to give people more reason to focus on everything there is. That doesn't mean playing well obfuscates what Deshaun is accused of doing, but it can slow the conversation where everybody isn't looking for red meat and frothing at the mouth, wanting to run the guy out of town. And it's interesting, guys, like, I respect Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville played better week one than you played. But if you felt 8 days ago, if you felt, hey, we're going to go take care of Dallas, and if you felt you were going to take care of Dallas, you damn sure thought you should be able to take care of Jacksonville, right? So if 8 days ago you looked at Jacksonville and said, that's at best the second toughest game I've got left on the schedule, has anything really changed that much? I swear, like hearing people, like, I thought it was so funny to hear Tony Boselli yesterday say, I don't know, the Browns can score with Jacksonville. Jacksonville scored 17 points week one. And by the way, respect to that Miami defense. Miami defense is not last year's Browns defense. So scoring or the Browns keeping up with scoring with Jacksonville might be 10 points this week. And that continues to get back to we keep overinflating the Browns situation because we're all a little panicked because we're all have recency bias. I still expect the Browns to be very competitive on Sunday. And I think if I expected them to win 8 days ago, one game, as bad, as awful as it was, shouldn't change that. And I think for a lot of us, I'll speak for myself. Yeah, the lawsuit also made this game feel tougher to win too. Because you're not just fighting the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're not just fighting bad memories from a dog butt game. Now it feels like you're fighting everyone again. We always say, what is it, Ohio versus everyone? It is, again, Browns fans versus everyone. In reality, it's Deshaun versus everyone, and Deshaun playing good football this weekend. It's not the only way you can win. But if you want to pause Deshaun versus everyone, that's what this game offers you the ability to by playing good football. 216-474-0092. Are you expecting a Browns win on Sunday? Josh, welcome to the show, buddy.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. And I do expect a win because, I mean, I called right before we started the season, Nick, and I said I want to see Deshaun Watson, you know, start off hot. And not because, like, solely because I get it. Yes, a lot of quarterbacks start slow in September. But to Deshaun Watson, it's very imperative that he starts off hot. And you see why what happened last Sunday. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, I totally agree with your assessment when it comes to they're not God's gift to football. They're an okay football team, and Trevor Lawrence is okay. He's Kirk Cousins if he could be mobile, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But, man, like, what is going on? It just feels so taxing. Like, it's like, I can't just say, hey, that was a bad game by everyone. Like, yeah, Deshaun looked terrible. And was a big reason why we lost, but there was other reasons why we lost too. It wasn't just Deshaun. But now you get these, whatever. I don't even want to talk about it because it's just hard to even talk about. It's like you can't tell me that wouldn't make you a shell of yourself if you were going through this. I'm not trying to sympathize with him. I'm just saying in reality, that is a hard thing to overcome. Let alone just hey, let me. You hear these plays that these coaches call? You got a paragraph for one play, and on top of it, you got things going on in the back of your mind. Like, this is not easy. So at least hope the defense, because I think the Jags are overrated. I think the defense, you need to start winning games. My prediction of Deshaun Watson coming in hot is not going to happen whatsoever. So please, defense, just figure it out. Hold it down till we can figure out something to do on offense, because right now it looks bleak, and that's all I have to say.
Josh, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for the call. 216-474-0092 if you want to pitch in there. So I said earlier this week that this is not a must-win because week twos really can't be must-wins. But I don't know that the Browns – I don't know anyone in the NFL needs a win more than the Cleveland Browns. I might be able to tweak that a little bit to say I don't know anyone in the NFL needs a good game more than Deshaun Watson. Actually, I will. There's no one in the NFL that needs a good game this weekend more than Deshaun Watson. And where it starts for me is timing.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.